The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on the Av Zayin Amud Beis brings Omer Yehuda Mashmuel, all mitzvahs, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Chutz min ha-tefillah, except for tefillah. Da'akati gavra lo'ichazi, because the person, the tovel, cannot make the bracha before he's tovel. Rashi learns that we're talking about the tefillah of a balkeri. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that we're referring to the tefillah of a ger. Both a balkeri and a ger cannot make a bracha before they are tevel. The balkeri, because Chazal were gezer, that a balkeri does not learn Torah or make brachas. The ger, because he's still not a yid. Therefore, he makes the bracha after the tefillah. Tosfos brings a tzad that could be all chayve tefillah. Chazal made a loy plug that they all make the bracha after the tefillah because of a loy plug from a ger who can't make the bracha before the tefillah. But I'll call upon him. Our Gemara says that all mitzvahs, the bracha is made before we do the mitzvah, except for tefillah, where the bracha is made after the mitzvah. The shaila is, what happens if a person does the mitzvah and he forgot to make the bracha? He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He forgot to make a bracha. Can he go ahead and make a bracha now after the mitzvah? Or has he entirely lost the mitzvah? The starting point of discussing this shaila is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph brings that Ravina holds that after a person finished eating, if he then remembers that he forgot to make a bracha, Ravina holds that he makes a bracha at that time, and he brings a raya from our Braisa. The Braisa says, Taval v'ola, if a person was tevel, and then he comes up from the tefillah, that a person who's tevel makes the bracha after he's tevel. So Ravina says that if the tevel can make the bracha after he was tevel, so we see that even though brachas are supposed to be made before the mitzvah, however, if inadvertently a person forgot, one can still make brachas after doing the mitzvah. So too, although brachas are supposed to be made before one partakes from the foods, but if one forgot, one can make the bracha after one eats. And the Gemara says, V'lohi, you can't learn this out from tefillah. Hasa me'ikara gavra lo'ichazi. By tefillah, we're talking about a person who could not have made the bracha beforehand. Therefore, he can make a bracha afterwards. Hachav by eating, me'ikara gavra chazi. Originally, before he ate, he could have made a bracha. He just didn't. V'hoyel v'idchi, once the bracha was pushed off and not made at the correct time, idchi, the bracha is totally pushed off. The Shach in Yerodea Simon Yotes brings a machlokes rishenim whether birchas ha-mitzvahs is like birchas ha-achila. Birchas ha-achila, as we just saw, one does not make a bracha after he eats if he forgot to make a bracha before he eats. What's the halacha by birchas ha-mitzvahs? The Or Zeruah holds that one would make a bracha after doing the mitzvah if he forgot to make the bracha before he does the mitzvah. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds, that by birchas ha-mitzvahs also, one does not make a bracha after doing the mitzvah if they forgot to make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. The Shach explains that the mekar of the Or Zeruah is from the bracha of tefillah. And that Or Zeruah holds that if it was an impossibility to go ahead and to make a bracha after the mitzvah was done, it would be impossible for the tevel to go ahead and make a bracha after the mitzvah is done. Although it's true that the tevel could not have made the bracha before he was tevel, but if it was an impossibility to go ahead and make birchas ha-mitzvahs after the mitzvah was done, then it would be impossible for the tevel to make the bracha afterwards, and just there would be no bracha on tefillah. Since we see that a tevil makes the bracha afterwards, so too we can learn up from there that making brachas afterwards is a possibility, and any other oisei mitzvah, if he forgets to make a bracha first, he would make a bracha afterwards. The Shach explains that the Rambam disagrees with this reasoning, and the Rambam teaches that brachas may not be made after the mitzvah. The same way the Gemara says about Birchas Hanenim, the Loihi, that it's not true, that it depends whether he was Meikara Chazi or Meikara Loichazi, that only a person who was impossible for him to make a bracha before may make a bracha afterwards, by Birchas Hanenim. Birchas HaMitzvah works the exact same way. And the Shach explains that the Rambam is not bothered by the Arzurua's Taina, because he says, Birchas HaMitzvah are Dirabanan. The only bracha we have midaraisa is Birchas HaMazin, La'acharav. However, Birchas HaMitzvah are Dirabanan. And Chazal can be misakin however they want. We can't say there's a klal that if Birchas HaMitzvah cannot be made afterwards, they could not be misakin for tefillah. It's not true. Chazal can be misakin however they want. And therefore, for all of the mitzvahs, Chazal were misakin to go ahead and make the bracha first. And if you did not do Alpita Khanis Chazal, you missed the bracha. Hoyel v'idchi idchi. However, for somebody who did not, who could not make the bracha before the mitzvah, for example, a bracha on the tefillah, so their chazal were misakein to make the bracha afterwards. The Shach then goes ahead and he brings a raya to the Shittas HaRambam from a braisa brought on our Amos. The Gemara by us goes vaita. Tani nami hochi. Taval v'ola. If a person is tevil and he comes up from the tefillah, va'aliyasai eimer baruch asher kidishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu ala tefillah. That he makes a bracha after his tevil. And this is a raya too, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that kol ha-brachos are made before the mitzvah, chutz from tefillah, which is made after the mitzvah is done. Frek the Shach, what's the raya? If you hold like the Arzarua, that every person who does a mitzvah, if he forgets to make a bracha before the mitzvah, he can make the bracha afterwards, how could the Gemara bring a raya from this braisa that the correct time to make the brichas ha-tefillah is after the tefillah? Maybe this braisa is talking about a person who forgot. And the braisa reads as follows. Tavol va'ala, if he was already tevil, and then he comes up from his tefillah, he can make the bracha asher kedishanav mitzvaysav ala tefillah, because all brichas ha-mitzvahs can be made after the mitzvah if one forgot before the mitzvah. How could the Gemara bring a raya from here that the correct time to make Birchas HaTefillah is after one is Tevil? Zok the Shach, it's a raya from here, that if one is Mechuyv make the bracha beforehand, one cannot make the bracha afterwards. And if the Gemara says that on Tefillah you make the bracha afterwards, that's the biggest raya that this is, Brites is talking L'chatchila, that is the correct time to go ahead and to make the bracha. What's interesting is that the Nekudas HaKesef he brings, that the Shach himself crossed out this raya, and he later on decided this raya is not a valid raya to the Shittas HaRambam. And the Prichadish explains, because if this Gemara, this Braisa was talking b'di'eved, this Braisa was talking about a case where a person had made a mistake, the Braisa should have said, Asa kol ha-mitzvahs, if a person did any mitzvah, the shakach, and he forgot to make a bracha, then when he finishes, he can still make a bracha. Because the braisa keyed in by Birchas HaTfilah, and Birchas HaTfilah only, therefore the Gemara held that this braisa was talking l'chatchila, and since this braisa is talking l'chatchila, it would be a raya that the l'chatchila time for Birchas HaTfilah is after the person is tevil. L'halacha, the Prima Gadim and the Tua Shor learn up that it's a sveika d'dina. If a person forgot to make a birchas ha-mitzvah beforehand, whether he has to make a bracha afterwards is a sveika d'dina. And in Hilchos Shchita, they say that if a person shechted an animal or a bird and they realize that they did not make a bracha, the correct thing to do is they should immediately take another animal, another bird, make a bracha, and have in mind that it should cover not only the, what they're about to shecht, but also what they shechted previously. However, if one does not have another bird or another animal, it becomes a sveika dedina, it becomes a safek, and safek brachas lahakal. There are more paskins over here in Simon Yotess. Im shochad dover desyalot bereyes of etzorach bedika. If a person shechted something which has a reisa, and therefore it needs a bedika, and therefore we're unsure whether it will ever be eaten or not, yishchatenu b'lay bracha. Since the birchas hashchita is only made on a shchita la'achila, if one is shechting something which is a suffix trefa, and one is not going to know whether it's mutter to eat or asat eat until after it's shechted, so the Rama says that lechatchila you shechted b'lay bracha. Ukshayimtsa kosher, if you find that it's kosher afterwards, mevorech ala shchita, you make a bracha on the shchita afterwards, ubilvad shehe samuch l'shchita, but the bracha must be made samuch l'shchita, close to shchita, which we'll explain in a few moments. Al kolponim, the Rama holds that if one shechts a safek trefa, one shechts without a bracha, if it's found to be kosher, one makes the bracha afterwards. The Prima Gadim and the Tfuah Shor explain that this is true even according to the Shita of the Rambam. That even according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that brachas may not be made afterwards, if they could made before, this is not a objective halacha. In other words, something like tefillah, the bracha can not be made before ever, and therefore we are always going to make the bracha afterwards. But this is to be understood subjectively. When I pick up a bird to shecht, so I have to decide. If I could make the bracha first, I'm mechuyev to make the bracha first. And if I didn't make the bracha first, so then, if I didn't, I lost the bracha. Masha enkein, if this particular oif, which I have in front of me, I cannot make the bracha beforehand, because it is a safek trefa, so then I cannot make the bracha afterwards. I could make the bracha afterwards. I look at every oif, kishuhula atzmai, that if this oif a bracha could be made before, so then I make the bracha before, and if I don't, I lose the bracha. But if on this particular oif, I cannot make the bracha till afterwards because safek trefa, so then I go ahead and make the bracha afterwards. It's considered to be mei kara loichazi. There's no svara of hoyel the idchi, because it was never nidchis. There was never a tzad to make a bracha on this particular ben oif before the shechita, so therefore the bracha is made afterwards. Rabbi Kivega argues. Rabbi Kivega says that this that I cannot make the bracha beforehand because of safek trefa is not intrinsic to the mitzvah of shechita. It's rather considered to be a situation of an oinus, and therefore Rabbi Kivega holds that the halacha of the Rama that one can make a bracha afterwards would only be true in the Or Zerua, but in the Rambam, who were zicha chayshu shitsa Rambam, one would not be able to make a bracha afterwards. So lahalacha, if one had a situation where he has a safek trefa, so according to the Prima Gadim to Ashar, we paskin like the Rama, that the bracha is made afterwards, after it's found to be kosher. However, B'Kvega argues and says that since we're chayshu of the shitsa Rambam, one cannot make a bracha afterwards, even if he shechted something which had a safek and he was unable to make the bracha beforehand. The Rama concludes, as we mentioned before, ubilvad shehe samuch l'shchita, that it must be, the bracha must be made close to shchita. The Tfuas Shar in Simon Yotess Sifkaton Hay, so he says, v'loy pirish eze nikra samuch, it is not clear what's considered to be samuch, ulanias daiti, kolzman shal leyesiach daitoi, bedibur oy bedvar machayim, that the person can only make the bracha if he has not had a hesach hadas, he did not get sidetracked, and also he has not spoken. If he speaks out, he loses the bracha. The same way when one makes the bracha before a mitzvah, one is not allowed to speak between the bracha and the mitzvah. If one is making the bracha after the mitzvah, one is not allowed to speak between the mitzvah and the bracha, or else they lose the bracha. Now, this halacha is very negayat to us, because there are several places, halacha l'maisa, where the bracha is made after the mitzvah. If by tefillas noshim, where the bracha is made after one goes to the mikvah, so from the, according to the Tfuah Shor would follow, that if the isha were to be mafsik bedibur between the tefillah and the bracha, she would theoretically lose the bracha. The same l'chayr should be true when a woman lights Neir Shabbos, where once again we make the bracha after the hadlaka. So once again, it would be incorrect for the isha to speak out from the hadlaka until she makes the bracha. And by Netilas Yadayim, the same halacha should apply, that after one washes the hands, one should not speak out until the bracha is made. And then afterwards, anyway, we can't speak out, because we don't speak l'chatchila between Netila and the bracha. However, l'chayr, there's a contrast between Netilas Yadayim and Hadlakas Neir Shabbos and the bracha on the tefillah. By tefillah, if the isha were to speak out, l'chayr, she would lose the bracha according to the Tefuah Shar. However, by Hadlakas Neir Shabbos or by Netilas Yadayim, so both of those mitzvahs have the halacha of a mitzvah nimsheches. If a person puts on his talis in the morning and he forgot to make a bracha, Kol Zman he's wearing his talis, he can still make a bracha. It will be over l'asiyasan, the subsequent levisha of the talis. Netilas Yodayim, one can make the bracha certainly up until the niguv and also up until the birchas hamaitzi. The mitzvah is nimshach. So therefore, if a person speaks out, they would still be able to make a bracha. And Hadlakas Neir Shabbos also works the same way. That Kol Zman, it's still before the Shkia, it's still Zman, which is Roy Lahadlik. If a woman totally forgot to make the bracha, she would be allowed to make the bracha up until the Shkia. Kol Zman is still Roy for it to be Madlik, as long as the Neirs are still burning, which they are still burning. So therefore, if Isha were to speak out after Hadlakas Neir Shabbos for the bracha, she would still be able to make the bracha. However, after Tefillah, if she speaks out before the bracha, it would seem that it's extremely questionable whether she would be allowed to go ahead and make the bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.